Hey everyone, welcome back. Ready to dive into another deep dive with me?
Always ready. Let's do it.
All right, so today we're tackling brand awareness in the digital world, and we've got a fantastic text as our guide, Simple Strategies to Improve Brand Awareness Through Digital Marketing. It's packed with, well, simple strategies, and we're going to break them all down.
Sounds good to me. There's a lot to unpack there.
Absolutely. But first things first, why is brand awareness even important in the digital age? I mean, it's not like we're putting up billboards anymore, right?
You're right. It's a whole different ballgame now. But brand awareness is more crucial than ever. Think about it. When you're scrolling online and you see an ad, are you more likely to click on one from a brand you recognize or something totally unknown?
Yeah, good point. Probably something I already know. At least a little bit.
Exactly. Brand awareness is all about familiarity and trust. It's that know, like, and trust factor, but online. And that's what drives people into the top of that marketing funnel.
The marketing funnel, right. You start with people who have no idea who you are, and then as they become more aware, they move down, eventually becoming customers.
Exactly. So how do we get them into that funnel in the first place? That's where these simple strategies come in. And the first one we'll tackle is content marketing.
All right, content marketing, what exactly is that?
Well, at its core, it's about creating and sharing valuable content that your target audience actually wants to see. Think blog posts, infographics, videos, maybe even a podcast like this one, who knows?
So it's not just about shouting about how great your product is.
No. It's about providing genuine value, something that makes your audience think, hey, these guys know their stuff.
I see. So let's say I have a company that sells, I don't know, sustainable activewear. What kind of content could I create?
Perfect example. You could write blog posts about eco-friendly workout routines, maybe tips for choosing sustainable fabrics, even videos showing off the durability of your clothes.
Oh, I like that. And by offering that valuable information, you're also positioning your brand as like a thought leader in sustainable fitness.
You got it. You're attracting potential customers and establishing your brand as a go-to source for all things sustainable fitness. And the best part is you can experiment with different content formats like, you know, blog posts are great for in-depth stuff, infographics are perfect for data, and those short, catchy videos, those can really grab attention, especially on social media.
Speaking of social media, that brings us perfectly to our next strategy, right? That's where all this great content can really come to life and spark some conversations.
Absolutely. Social media marketing is all about engagement. It's not enough to just post your content and hope for the best. You got to be active, respond to comments, run polls, use relevant hashtags, you know, really build that sense of community around your brand.
So it's like the digital equivalent of like hosting a meet and greet for your customers.
You could say that. It's about building relationships and having real conversations online. And the beauty of it is, content marketing and social media work hand in hand. You share snippets of your blog posts on social media, ask your followers what content they'd like to see. It creates this amazing feedback loop.
Oh, that's smart. You're constantly learning and adapting to what your audience wants. Okay, let's shift gears a bit to a topic that sometimes seems a little intimidating, SEO.
Ah, yes, SEO, search engine optimization. It sounds complicated, but it's really just about making sure your website and content can be easily found by search engines like Google.
Okay, so why is that so important?
Well, think about it. When someone searches for something you offer, you want your website to pop up at the top of the results, right? That's what SEO helps you do.
Makes sense. But how do you actually, like, do SEO?
There are a bunch of things you can do. One of the biggest is using relevant keywords throughout your website content. Basically, you want to use the same words and phrases that your target audience is using when they search online.
So for my sustainable activewear company, I'd want to use keywords like eco-friendly activewear, sustainable fabrics, maybe even stuff like yoga or running.
Bingo. You want to think about how your ideal customer is searching. And make sure those keywords are woven naturally into your website copy. And it's not just about keywords. You also want to optimize your website's structure, make sure it's easy to navigate. And then there are backlinks.
Backlinks, right. I've heard that term before, but I'm honestly not sure I totally get them.
Think of backlinks like votes of confidence from other websites. The more high-quality websites that link back to yours, the more credible your site appears to search engines. And that can really boost your ranking.
So like a popularity contest for websites.
Kind of, yeah.
Right.
The more popular you are, the higher you rank.
Okay, I think I'm starting to get it. Let's move on to something I've always been a little curious about. Paid advertising. It seems like a great way to reach a ton of people, but it can also get pretty expensive, right?
It can, but it doesn't have to break the bank. And when done right, paid advertising can be super effective. The key is to use it strategically.
What do you mean by strategically?
Platforms like Google Ads and social media ads allow you to target your audience incredibly precisely. Yep. You can specify demographics, interests, even online behavior, so you're not just throwing money at a general audience. You're reaching the people most likely to be interested in what you offer.
So it's not about casting a wide net. It's about using data to hit the bullseye.
Exactly. And that brings us to our last strategy for today, email marketing.
Email marketing. I'll be honest, I've gotten some pretty spammy emails in my time, but I know it can be a really effective way to stay top of mind.
Absolutely. Email marketing, when done well, is all about nurturing relationships. The key is to segment your audience and send targeted messages that provide value. Think personalized offers, exclusive updates, even just sharing your latest blog post with people who've opted in to hear from you.
So it's about taking those relationships you've built to the next level and providing even more value to people who already know and like your brand.
Precisely. Email marketing is a fantastic way to stay connected with your audience and keep them engaged.
All right, we've covered a lot of ground today. Content marketing, social media, SEO, paid advertising, and email marketing. Wow, that's a lot. Is there one thing that stands out to you as like the most important takeaway for our listeners?
You know, it's hard to pick just one. I think the most important thing to remember is that these strategies work best when they're used together. It's not about picking one and sticking with it. It's about using all of them in a way that makes sense for your brand and your audience.
So it's like having a toolkit. Each tool has its own purpose, and you need to use the right one for the job.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment. See what works, what doesn't, and adjust your approach as you go.
Great advice. And remember, building brand awareness takes time and consistent effort. Don't get discouraged if you don't see results overnight.
Totally agree. It's an ongoing process. Stay curious, keep learning, and most importantly, keep connecting with your audience authentically.
I love that. So there you have it, folks. 5 simple yet powerful strategies to boost your brand awareness in the digital world. Now it's time to take action. Get out there, experiment, and watch your brand soar.
Good luck, everyone.
And that's a wrap for today's deep dive. Catch you on the next one.